It is very good to be back.
Are you here by yourself?
Did you think our story was over?
You guys having fun at the convention?
I missed you.
We're the Thursday Murder Club.
Viva la revolution!
What a melody.
Things are getting a little out of hand.
You're the only friend I ever had.
Movie news.
Woohoo! Mom and light.
With Gareth Daly.
The new version.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. A sunny day around the country, and you join us from Galway. It's all go in Galway, film-wise.
Yeah, the film flies in full swing. You know, it's like, it's great to have the great weather, but it's not cinema-going weather. That's yes. The one thing.
Although to cool down, it's pretty good.
It is, yeah. And it's not going to take away from people attending the screenings and whatnot. And it just adds to the overall great vibe that goes on around the festival, with so many gathering for all the film screenings and the various marketplaces and everything that happens. And I mean, last night, Lance Daly's Trad premiered at the Town Hall. Brendan Canty's Christie as well also screened there. I was actually at a panel on Thursday where the filmmaker spoke about the process of making the film Christie, and he spoke very specifically about his work with the cabin crew who do feature in the movie. And in fact, they've released a single from the movie just yesterday called The Sound of the North Side. The movie will be out for the general public in the August.
Great.
But during the Q&A, producer Rory Gilmartin made reference to the fact that they're actually exploring a potential TV series now for it. So obviously that's a good indication. It was first a short, you know.
Yeah.
Then they've made the movie, and now maybe a TV series.
Very good. Okay, so it's all go in Galway. Wishing everybody well. Now, Ben Whishaw is an actor I really, really like. Tell us, what is he up to?
Yeah, I agree. I think he's fantastic. Mm. He makes great choices in his roles that he takes as well. It's looking like he's going to be taking a major lead role in Alex Garland's Elden Ring film that's happening at A24. So he's going to be joining the likes of Kit Connor, who's already lined up for the film. Garland is writing and directing the adaptation of the best-selling video game, which became not just a critical darling and Game of the Year winner, but an instant sales success. Sold over 30 million copies worldwide since its 2022 launch. It was created in collaboration with Game of Thrones author George R.R. Martin, and it unfolds in a world called The Lands Between. Players take on this role of one of the tarnished individuals whose ancestors were exiled years ago. And when the Elden Ring is shattered, they get the chance to return and conquer the land they were once banished from. There's no word yet as to when it will go into production.
Okay.
But that sounds like a good collection of cast and indeed writer-director that's lining up for it.
Very good. Now, you usually tell us about people coming to projects. This is somebody exiting a project. Tell us more.
Yeah, because we had it on the movie news over the last couple of weeks, and that is Guy Ritchie, who was attached and all lined up to direct Roadhouse 2. He signed on to it back in April, but now he's leaving the project.
What happened?
We're not sure why.
No.
I mean, and this is a project now that's getting, you know, a little bit of traction for all the wrong news, because Doug Liman, who famously directed the first movie, walked out over a dispute about the film when Amazon decided they were going to release it straight to streaming and not to the cinemas. So they're on the lookout for a new director now. Jake Gyllenhaal is still attached to the project. He plays Dalton in it, a former UFC fighter who takes the job as a bouncer. It is, of course, a remake of the 1980s cult film with Patrick Swayze in it. So yeah, out looking for a new director.
Okay.
CV's at the ready.
Well, there you go. You've put the word out. We'll see what happens. Now, you've been keeping us posted on the sequel to Practical Magic. You have told us already that Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman have signed up. So you've some more casting news on this one.
Yeah, I do. They're kind of lining up the cast for it, because they've got Diane Wiest and Stockard Channing are going to reprise their roles as eccentric aunts with a deep knowledge of coven life. Now, joining them as well, two good actors, Lee Pace and Maisie Williams, are also going to feature in the movie too. Suzanne Beer is directing it. She would have directed the likes of Bird Box and The Perfect Couple. It's a surprising one all the same, isn't it, to see it after all this time to get a sequel. But they've got Akiva Goldman, who co-wrote the first movie, is actually co-writing the script to this one too. The filming is currently underway, and they're planning a September 18th 2026 release.
That's a pretty good lineup, that is for sure. Now, we often talk about films being too long. This is a shorter film you're telling us about today.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's the jury's out, right, on the Naked Gun reboot.
Yes, is this the one? Okay.
But we know what we're going to get,
so
right?
So this is the Naked Gun reboot with Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson starring in it, yeah. So they've confirmed the duration of the movie, and it's coming in at just 84 minutes long.
Oh, wow.
That includes end credits as well. So it's probably the shortest movie now hitting the cinema this summer. But it's still kind of in line with the rest of the franchise, because the original two films clocked in at 85 minutes each, while the third one was just 82 minutes.
So I'd forgotten that, actually. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, well, I suppose, yeah. Look, it is what it is. You can't like make a 3-hour epic out of it.
Even if you wanted to, yes.
Thankfully. But I mean, yeah, go watch the trailer. There's no point in even commenting on it. You know what you're going to get with it. It's going to be out August 1st, all 84 minutes of it.
I think we can cope with that. All right. Thanks for warning us. That's all good. You have some more casting news for us.
It's Hayley Steinfeld, who was really successful and really good in Sinners.
Yes,
she's set her sights, on a new project. And she's going to be starring opposite Miles Teller in a film called Winter Games. So this one's set in the high-stakes arena of the Winter Olympics. The film follows a sort of overlooked skier played by Steinfeld after a self-sabotaging hockey legend played by Teller collide. The two of them collide at their breaking points. Their unexpected connection threatens her chance for a medal and his shot as a comeback as they navigate romance and redemption in the Olympic Village. You know, I do like these sports movies where there's sort of romance and relationships involved. I'm thinking of Challengers last year. It was very good. And yeah, that's a great cast, isn't it?
It certainly is. Okay, we look forward to it. Your trailer watch this week, this really hit the big time as a trailer, hasn't it?
It's done so well as a trailer. The title has got the biggest launch week of an original film. That's important to say. It's not a sequel or a prequel or a part of another project, but an original film with over 400 million views, making it sort of the biggest trailer launch for certainly Amazon in their history. And it's for Project Hail Mary, which stars Ryan Gosling. So the film centres on a science teacher who wakes up in the middle of space with no idea who he is or how he got there. It's based on the book by the same author of The Martian. There you go. It sounds familiar. All right. Andy Weir, who wrote that. So take a listen to the trailer.
You are the only scientist who might know what this is.
I'm just a teacher at Grover Cleveland Middle.
You have a doctorate in molecular biology. I need you to come with us. This is Project Hail Mary. The sun is not the only star dying. Every star was infected by its neighbor, except one.
Why?
We don't know.
Which is why we built a ship to go there and find out.
It's 11.9 light years away.
The astronauts die in space.
It's what you Americans would call a long shot.
Hail Mary. I get it. Who on earth is going to sign up for this?
If we do nothing, everything on this planet will go extinct.
You'll find a solution.
You are my solution.
Yes, you are my solution, and that is Ryan Gosling as her solution. He looks pretty freaked out by it all. It has to be said, that is Project Hail Mary, and as you said, the trailer getting an awful lot of attention, Garrett.
When you think of The Martian, you know, you needed an actor that audiences really liked to carry that movie.
Very
and they
true.
Had it in Matt Damon, and they definitely have it here in Ryan Gosling. I mean, I think he's just done wonderful stuff over the last couple of years. He really endeared himself to the audience, to audiences as well. So it does look good. It's going to be out March 20th next year. So do check out
it. It does
trailer,
look good. Yeah. It's a long trailer. We just gave a snippet of it there. I would say I'd have held off on the last 20 seconds of it, because I think they gave an awful lot away. I think it's brilliantly a teaser trailer up until then. I think they went a step too far. So I would suggest, if you're looking at the trailer, just cut off about 20 seconds, because it just gives that little bit, don't you agree? It gives that little bit extra away that I would rather not know.
I'd love to actually delve in on the marketing strategy behind that, because I wonder, is there fear when you haven't got a project that's based on something that people are so familiar with that the fear now is, oh, well, we'll release more. And if we tell them more, maybe they'll get more interested in it. Don't know. Be interesting to hear, because as you say, bit too long.
And I'll give me a teaser as opposed to a, you know, full trailer. But we'll see. Anyway, that's Project Hail Mary. Let's come to new releases in our cinemas this weekend. And is it a bird, is it a plane? Well, let's see. It's Superman.
Superman. The most powerful being on planet Earth.
We finally meet.
Now, as planned, I'll destroy you. And of course, that reporter you always do interviews with. Who raised you as a child?
I'll kill them too.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, that is the new Superman, Garrett. I didn't manage to catch the preview during the week, but it's getting very mixed reviews. Like, some people are loving it, some people not so much.
Yeah, they're a bit all over the place, all right. But at the same time, it doesn't seem to be hurting the box office.
No.
The figures coming out of the States, that's doing very well already. And a lot riding on this, you know, with James Gunn directing it. Obviously, huge success with the Guardians of the Galaxy series that he did as well. But obviously, you know, from launching the sort of DC universe that the studios want to do is now, it creates a lot of pressure to do very well at the box office.
But, it's also a case of that we all have Christopher Reeve in our heads. But if you are a kid and you're not familiar with the original Superman, then this might be perfect. You know, you have to remember that.
Absolutely.
We all have a lot of baggage with it, don't we?
We do. And you have to think of a modern audience and them engaging with it as well. And I think it will do well. I think, you know, it's sometimes really hard to review those types of movies, isn't it? Because they can transcend and do a lot more for the audience than just the sort of critical review of what they're doing. But yeah, it's got a good cast as well, hasn't it?
Yes.
With David Cornsway, Rachel Brosnahan, and Nicholas Holt, who I'm a big fan of as well, playing Lex Luthor in the movie. So that's the big one. Will the sun affect its box office figures here? I suspect it will.
Right.
I mean, they get away from the sun in the States. They use the cinemas for the air conditioning during the summer to go in, whereas we probably won't flock to it. But during the week, I'd say it'll make up those numbers.
All right. A few more to mention.
Yeah, we've got Armand. This is about a six-year-old boy. He's accused of crossing boundaries against his best friend at elementary school. We've also got Modi, 3 days on the Wings of Madness. This is directed by Johnny Depp and has interesting cast as well. I mean, the likes of Stephen Graham's in there, Al Pacino. It also features Irish actor Ryan McParland in there. And this is set through the streets of World War I Paris. Italian bohemian artist attempts to outmaneuver bombs, policemen, girlfriends and critics in an increasingly desperate search of a home for his art. And then we have a documentary as well called Pavements, and it's a documentary about the American indie band Pavement. That's your selection.
Okay, what about a TV movie for us?
This one's on late now tonight, but it's worth watching because I'm a fan of this franchise that it is now. And they're really well made. It's A Quiet Place Part 2.
Oh, it's very
and
good,
this one,
yeah.
Yeah, it has the Abbott family sort of leaving their home, heading out into the outside world. They're forced to venture into the unknown, and they realise that the creatures that hunt by sound are not the only threats lurking beyond the sand path. Directed by John Krasinski, Emily Blunt starring in it, Cillian Murphy also featuring in the movie as well. It's well worth a watch. Really, really good execution here in Quiet Place Part 2. It's on RT1 tonight at 12:25.
Great stuff, Garrett. Thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.